السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. الحمد لله. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, bless all of you and your families, and protect everyone from this virus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove it from all of us and from the humanity. We are continuing our study of Surah Al-Baqarah, and today we'll start from ayah number 197 in the 25th ruku', in the 25th section. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim, bismillahi r-rahmani r-rahim. Al-hajj wa ashhurum ma'lumat. فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. The Hajj is during the months well known. Whoever undertakes Hajj during them should not indulge in any sexual conduct, nor any other sins, nor quarreling in the Hajj. Whatever good you do, Allah knows it. And take some provision for the journey, yet the best of provision is right conduct. So be mindful of me, O you who are prudent. There is no blame on you if you seek the bounty of your Lord during pilgrimage. When you stream forth from Arafat, remember Allah at the sacred monument. Remember Him just as He has directed you, even though previously you were from among those who were astray. Then stream forth from wherever the people stream forth and seek Allah's forgiveness. Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. So in the previous ayah number 196, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Abu Atimul Hajj wal Umrata lillah. Complete Hajj and Umrah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj is an old tradition. It started from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, almost 2000 years before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it continued in the 2000 years before that. So it's an old custom, and Arabs used to respect that custom, and they used to observe Hajj, but out of ignorance or forgetfulness, they introduce many other things of their own culture, their own pagan tradition, they introduce in Hajj. Some of them used to do it as ibadah, and some of them they used to do it as a cultural thing. So they used to dance and sing and beat the trumps, and also some of them used to come and perform Hajj without wearing any clothes, naked. And they used to think that this way they are performing this religious duty more religiously. Islam came and the Prophet purified Hajj and took it back to the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So when the Prophet performed his last Hajj, at that time he used to say again and again, "Khudu anni manasikakum, innakum ala irsi min irsi abikum Ibrahim." Take from me your rules of Hajj, your tradition, your ways of Hajj, and you are standing in a place that is the place of Abraham, your father Abraham. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the previous ayah, ayah number 196, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Arabs in previous pre-Islamic time, they used to think that when you make Hajj, when you come for Hajj, you only perform Hajj. You cannot perform Hajj and Umrah together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, allowed that, it's أَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, make Hajj and Umrah for the sake of Allah. So you can do Hajj and Umrah in the same journey if you want to. You make Umrah and then you make Hajj. And here in this ayah, Allah says, Hajj is in many months. Although there is one particular day of Hajj, but you can come to Hajj in Shawwal. Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, the first 10 days of Zulhajjah. These are all this is all the time of Hajj, the season of Hajj. The season of Hajj is extend to several months, and a person, according to the fiqh, you can make ihram for Hajj from Shawwal, and you can leave with the intention of Hajj in the month of Shawwal from your home. In the old days, they used to travel walking or on their animals, using camels or horses or whatever. Now it is, of course, the journey does not take that long, but one can go early. One can go after Ramadan immediately, and one can even put on ihram with the intention of Hajj. But rather, people do that. They put on ihram for Hajj Tamattu. That means they perform Umrah first and then take off their ihram, and then after that they stay in Mecca or they go to Medina, or they can make many other Umrahs during that time. And then when the time of Hajj comes on the 8th of Dhul-Hajjah, then they perform Hajj. So here this ayah summarizes the whole thing. It says, "Al-Hajj wa ashhurun ma'lumat." And ma'lumat means known, well known. That means Arabs knew them long time before. This is part of their tradition. So Hajj is known months. There is everybody knows what are the months of Hajj: Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and Dhul-Hajjah. So whosoever undertakes Hajj, farada fihinna al-Hajj, and he put upon himself that he or she will perform Hajj, farada min alzama nafsu ala nafsi, that means made upon himself that I'm going to perform Hajj. So whosoever in these months at this time undertakes the journey of Hajj, make the intention of Hajj, then remember there are certain principles that one has to follow. فَلَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. It's a very important point that Hajj is a journey of purity. You have to purify yourself. Your intention must be good, and your behavior must be right behavior. So conduct must be conduct of spirituality, of morality, of ethics. So when you come to Hajj, فَلَا رَفَسَ, once you have taken the ihram, then لَا رَفَسَ. Rafas means sexual conduct, whether it is an action or it is even conversation. So during ihram, it is not allowed that people even discuss the sexual issues. One should abstain that completely. So neither involved in the sexual relationship between the husband and wife, or even the discussion about that, talking about that. ولا رفس ولا فسوق. And fusuq means sin, committing any sin. Either it is something that is against the ihram, such as cutting of the nails or cutting of the hair, or hunting, or for men wearing stitched clothes, or covering the head, or for women covering the face. Number of rules that are there. So all of this is fusuq, that means breaking the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or maybe you can consider fusuq other sins, such as stealing, cheating, because people are in a journey and they are mixed with many people of different places, and men and women, all of them are there. So people make get involved into any sexual temptation, or may steal other people's property, or cheat and deceive. So all of this is fusuq. So do not, la rafasa wa la fusuqa wa la jidal. And then also people are from different places, different tribes, different nationalities, different colors and races are there, and they may fight. So I said, no fight, no fighting, no quarreling in during the Hajj. And you can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, فَلَا تَرْفُسُوا وَلَا تَفْسُقُوا وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا. Do not do that, but rather say, لَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. This is a very strong way. A very strong way saying it has no, Hajj has, in Hajj there is no place for rafas. There is no place for fusuq. There is no place for jidal. So Hajj is absolutely away from these things. In Hajj, it doesn't belong to Hajj that one commits rafas. And that's why, alhamdulillah, although there are millions of people gathered together, but it is a very pure gathering. It's a very pure gathering. It's a gathering where people don't do this, like, except here and there. Some people violate the rule, but not overwhelming majority of the people. They observe that. So you'll find that men and women are together in the haram, performing the tawaf together, sai together, but it is a pure atmosphere. وَلَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ. And it's very peaceful. It has security. There is no security problem. وَلَا جِدَالَ. And people don't fight during the Hajj time. So don't fight, don't commit sin, and don't have sexual intercourse or sexual relations. La rafasa wa la fusuqa wa la jidal. These things have no place during Hajj. And this is, of course, some of them are related to the state of Ihram, and some of them are related to the holy stay in that area, in that place. Because that is a sacred place, and the sacred place has sacred conduct, the right conduct, the good conduct, you should do that. And then Allah says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. And you are there. Whatever you do, remember that Allah knows it. So anything good you will do, Allah knows it. And Allah will reward you for that. So you are in a sacred place at a sacred time and doing the sacred duties. So it is very important that you observe that. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهُ. So Hajj has designated time, well-known time that you know it. Allah is speaking for the Arabs first, and then through them, of course, the whole humanity. So it is Ashhur Ma'lumat, well-known time, and only at that time Hajj can be done. Hajj cannot be done any other time. Umrah you can do any time during the year, but Hajj is in Arafat, and the day of Arafat is the ninth day of the Hajjah, and that comes only once a year. So only at that time. At that time, in that month, on that day, the Hajj to be performed, and whosoever perform Hajj, also go with the right intention, with the right conduct. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُهُ اللَّهِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. تَزَوَّدُوا, تَزَوَّد means take zad, take some provision for yourself. That means you are going to Hajj, you'll be spending weeks or months there. Something for your food, for your you have enough money so that you can rent a place where you can stay. So make provision. If you don't have, then you don't go. Because Hajj is obligatory upon those who can afford it. Hajj is obligatory upon those who are capable, who are able, physically able and financially capable. So tasawwud takes that. The pre-Islamic time, Jahiliya period, the Arabs sometimes they used to go to Hajj. People come from different places, go to Hajj. They used to think that it's a religious journey. They are not supposed to take anything. And they should go for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have no other thing with them. And then they used to go and beg and ask other people to help them. So it was Allah said, no, tazawwadu, take something with you. And you should be prepared. And this is nothing to do with taqwa. It's not against the taqwa, but tazawwadu. Of course, you always have taqwa, right conduct, right behavior. But tazawwud is not against taqwa. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ taqwa. To keep taqwa with you, taqwa should be the foremost and most important provision with you. But again, other worldly things, material things that you need, you can have them. This is not against your spirit of Hajj. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ taqwa. The best of provision is the right conduct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do the right thing. This is the balance of Islamic teachings. And that is spirituality with the worldly things also. So worldly things, material things, human beings need that. Your body needs food. You need clothes. You need to take rest. As the Prophet said in one of the hadiths, فَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Your body has right over you. فَإِنَّ لِعَيْنِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Your eyes have a right on you. That means you have to take some rest. And إِنَّ لِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Your family has a right on you. So take that. Hajj is only obligatory upon those people who can afford it. So take that with you. Take provision with you. But always remember that in any situation, you have to have the right conduct. You have taqwa. Taqwa means the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right conduct, right behavior, all of this is the meaning of taqwa. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The best provision is taqwa. وَاتَّقُونَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And be mindful of me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُونِي. But because the ya has dropped here and you have kasra, وَاتَّقُونِي means me. And be mindful of me. Ya ulil albab, oh the people of wisdom, oh the prudent people. If you have lub is the kernel, not the, it is the, like a almond. You have a skin over it, and then there is a kernel there. So lub is that way. That people of mind, people have brain, oh the people of brains, oh the people of intelligence. Be mindful of Allah. That is the real intelligence. That is the real awareness and wisdom. اتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Another point, تَزَوَّدُوا, take some provision. But also Allah says that in this journey, if you want to get involved in some business and have some way of seeking the bounty of Allah, it is not forbidden. Because Hajj is a journey, yes, it is a spiritual journey, that is the primary aim for a Hajj. But if you seek some bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody needs that. If somebody want to buy and sell something, they can do that during the Hajj. Laysa alaykum junahun, it's not something of a sin. It is, there is no blame on somebody if you get involved there. But of course, that should not be his primary purpose. The primary purpose is Hajj. But it is permissible to do some business as well. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاهٌ أَن تَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Islam again emphasizes this point that you need your worldly things, and but to keep a balance and use halal earning and in the right way. But in this journey, this is a journey of Hajj, a pilgrimage. You can get involved, but that should not become taking all your time. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. There is no blame on you if you seek the bounty of your Lord. in the Quranic language, seeking, doing business is called fadl min Allah. That is fadl min Allah, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you do, of course, your own earning, but it is also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So laysa alaykum junahun an tabtaghu fadlan min rabbikum. No blame on you if you seek some bounty from your Lord. You do get involved in some business. You do that. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. One of the very important rule of Hajj is that you go to Arafat. That means on the ninth day of Zulhijjah, people have to be in Arafah from noon time until sunset time. And then after that, they leave Arafat. So you go to Arafat, and فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ, and then leave Arafat. When people leave the Arafat at sunset time without praying Maghrib there, that is called Ifada. That means the whole group pours out of Arafat. And it really looks like that. When you are in Arafat, and at group time you see how people are moving in a large number. It looks like a sail. It looks like a flood pouring out. When you pour out from Arafat, then Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Then you stop at Muzdalifah. And in Muzdalifah, there is a place called Al-Mash'ar al-Haram. You know, the mountain, and that mountain is considered as a sacred symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there they also have a masjid called Masjid al-Mash'ar al-Haram, Masjid of Mash'ar al-Haram. So people stay in Arafah and in Muzdalifah the whole night. They spend the night in Muzdalifah. Now, Arabs before Islam, when they used to come to Muzdalifah, this was a night where they used to do, they have to have fire, bonfire, and sit down around the fire and sing and chant and dance around that. So this was the night that they used to spend like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no, that is the night for zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fazkuru Allah inda al-mashari al-haram. There is the night for you to take some rest, but at the same time, that is the night for dhikr, not the night for, you know, for entertainment. They used to do that, spend that night in barbecue and all other things that they used to do that. That's not the place. Fazkurullaha inda al-mashari al-haram. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Wazkuruhu kama hadakum. And do the zikr as he has guided you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you, do the zikr. So zikr is not something that people do according to their own way, but zikr is to be done according to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember him as he has guided you, or because he has guided you, and before that you were astray. Before that you did not distinguish between right conduct and the wrong conduct. You are doing all kind of things. So leave those traditions and follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wazkuruhu kama hadakum. So remember him as he has guided you. Before this, you were living a life of jahiliyyah, living a life of ignorance. You were wrong. You were astray. You were misguided. You were lost. Dal means all these things. Somebody who doesn't know the way, and somebody has gone astray. As we say in Surah Al-Fatiha, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Guide us to the way that not of those who incurred the anger of Allah and those who went astray. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. In the Jahiliyyah period, they were in Dalal. They were living as the people of Dalal, of Arab. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ أَفِيدُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ وَفَاضَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And then leave, stream forth from wherever the people stream forth. ثُمَّ أَفِيدُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ وَفَاضَ النَّاسِ. So go together with the people. And before Islam, the Arab, especially the people of Quraysh, they used to think that they are a special people. They are the people of Haram, because they were living in Haram and they were close to the Kaaba. So they think that they have a special place. They were like a special caste, a special a group of people, and they have a special status, and they should not go to all the way to Arafat, because Arafat is outside the Haram. So they used to say, we are the people of Haram, why should we go outside the Haram area? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, go with the people. Just as people are doing, you do that. There is no special status for anybody here. ثُمَّ فِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ فَاضَ النَّاسُ. So your ifada is with the people. You're pouring forth, you're getting out is with the people. It's not that we stop, that the Quraysh used to say, we stop at Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah inside the Haram boundary, and we'll not go outside the Haram boundary. Allah says, فِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ فَاضَ النَّاسُ. Stay where people are staying and leave where people are leaving. And ask Allah's forgiveness. Astaghfirullah. So there is total equality here. In Hajj, people wear simple clothes. Everybody has the same kind of clothes and also do the same thing, same rituals. No special ritual for any one particular group and no special status. ثُمَّ فِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ فَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And ask Allah's forgiveness. Everybody seek forgiveness of Allah. And Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. Oft forgiving, most merciful. So then stream forth from wherever the people stream forth. All people, whether they are Quraysh or non-Quraysh, where from they come. They all do the same thing. And everybody seek Allah's forgiveness. This is the time to seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time of zikr. And this is the time, of course, you can do some business. But beside that, the rest of the time should be in ibadah, should be in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Allah and to do the right things. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَمِنْهُم مَن يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا كَسَبُوا والله سريع الحساب. So when you have performed your ceremonies, remember Allah as you remember your forefathers, or even more fervently. Among people, there is someone who would say, our Lord, give us in this world, but he will have no share in the hereafter. And among them, there is he who says, our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the torment of the fire. They will be allotted what they have earned, and Allah is swift in reckoning. So after you perform your ceremonies, your rituals of Hajj, then you are in Mina. And these are Ayyamu Tashriq, that is the 10th, 11th, and 12th of Dhul-Hijjah. And that is the time when you should do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Arabs, again, as you mentioned before, some of them made the Hajj as a cultural thing, as a kind of a festival. So what they should do, they should sit down together in Mina, and they would recite poetry, praising their forefathers, their tribes, their families, and everybody is trying to brag more and more about themselves and about their fathers, their family, their tribes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the time that you do the zikr of Allah. Just as you used to do the zikr of your forefathers, your tribes, do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even more ardently. فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ. Do the zikr of Allah as you used to do the zikr of your forefathers. As you remember your fathers, forefathers, or even more than that. And Allah, the zikr should be more. Because believers are those who وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Believers are those who love Allah more than anybody else. So you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are there not to brag about your families, about your tribes, about your nationalities. It is not that there that people have prayers, national prayers and all of these things. No such thing. It should be the time to do the zikr. And that's why people do that. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. That's what you hear in Mina. You hear from all over. This is the way that people are doing it. So they do the takbirat. Before coming to Mina, in Arafat, in Muzdalifah, in other places, and before that, when they put on their ihram, they say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. La sharika laka. But once they come to Mina, then they stop the talbiyah and now they start the takbirat. And the takbirat, that is ayyam al-tashriq. Ayyam al-tashriq are the days when you perform the sacrifice and shave or trim the hair of the head and put on the, change the ihram to clothes, your regular clothes. And then after that, you spend the time in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can meet and talk to other people and have religious talks, discussions. You can do that. Of course, you can have your meals, but it is the Prophet said, these are the days of eating and drinking. That means you eat the meat that of sacrifices, and you, of course, you have other kind of halal drinks. So ashad the zikra, but do the most of the time in your zikr, prayers together and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what you should do. And then also make dua. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. There are some people, even at that time, their whole concern is dunya, of this world. So even when they make dua for their worldly things. Because they think that they are there at Hajj to ask for business, for job, for money, for marriage, for this and that. These are the things that they ask. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Oh God, give us good in this world. They don't even say good. They say, give us dunya. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Lord, give us dunya. So there are some people whose whole concern is the worldly thing. Allah said, then they will have not the akhirah. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةَ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Because they wanted dunya, Allah may give them dunya, but then they will have no share, nothing, no place in the akhirah. That is the life after death, that is the permanent life, that is the eternal life. The concern should be the akhirah. But then they will have nothing in the akhirah, because this is what they asked, this is what they were looking for. Rabbana atina. Even when they pray, the prayer is for the worldly things, nothing more than that. They have no concern of the akhirah. But there are people who say, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. So they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this dua. This is the dua that is most comprehensive dua. There is nothing really beyond this. Oh Allah, give us good in this life, give us good in the life to come, and save us from the punishment of the hellfire. So Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Oh Allah, give us everything that is good, everything that we need, everything that will bring us happiness and satisfaction. Give us, whether it is our job, whether it is our family, whether it is our relations with others, whatever it is. Hasana. Hasana is the general word that they use. Oh Allah, whatever is hasana in according to you, in your own sight, what is hasana? So give us that in this dunya. And then in the akhirah, in the eternal life, give us also hasana, good thing. So of course, one is not specifying the hasana. One is not specifying the hasana of the akhirah. You can do that, it's permissible, but there is one thing that one specifies, and that is the real success if one achieves that, and that is no punishment in the hellfire. So they say, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and save us from the punishment of the hellfire. So Yes, we are looking for some good in the dunya, we are looking for some good in the akhira, but the real thing is that save us from the hellfire. Don't bring us even close there. Save us completely from there. So don't have azab in the qabr, don't have azab in the hashr. That is, in our graves we do not have the azab, in our resurrection we do not have the azab. In at the time when our deeds are weighed, we have no azab. And when the time of hisab comes, that is accounting, at that time no punishment, nothing, no torture, no difficulty. And then when we go finally, then we will not go to hellfire. Don't let us go to hellfire, but send us to Jannah. Waqina azab an-nar. So that is the real success. That is, those who are saved from the hellfire, they are the successful people. So this is the dua of the believers. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana waqina azab an-nar. Oh Allah, give us good in this life and good in the life to come, and save us from the punishment of the hellfire. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. And those are the people, they will have their share. They will be allotted what they have earned. According to their good deeds, Allah will give them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them more. So they are the one, because this dua is for dunya and for akhirah both. So then they will have the khalaq, they will have the nasib. The earlier people who only ask the dunya, they will have nothing in the akhirah. But these people have share in this dunya and in the akhirah. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. From that which they earn, from that which they do. And our deeds actually, the reward of the jannah, the reward of the dunya and akhirah is not the price of our deed. But actually, it is the blessing of Allah that comes because of our deeds, or Allah's recognition of that deed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept them. May Allah accept our deeds. Wallahu sariu al-hisab. And Allah is very quick in reckoning. Allah is swift in reckoning. So they keep in mind that this hisab, although there are a lot of people there on the Day of Judgment, and everybody has to give their hisab of their whole life, but it is not going to take that long. It will not be that people have to wait for days and days and months or years after year for having their hisab done, but the accounting will be very fast. Allah sariu al-hisab, and may Allah make the account easy. So the hisab will be, that is the sariu al-hisab. And then also that hisab is the hisab of ease, no difficulty, no checking too much in that hisab. No pressure in hisab because halak. And the Prophet said, if somebody's accounting is taken with more investigation and discussion, then that will be in trouble. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hisab easy, hisab, sariru hisab, inshallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Remember Allah during the calculated days. If anyone is hurried to leave in 2 days, there is no sin on him. And if anyone stays on, there is no sin on him either, provided he does his duty. So be mindful of Allah and know that you will be summoned to him. So ayyam ma'dudat, these are the days of Mina, that is 10, 11, 12, and 13th of Dhul-Hijjah. So these days, that is, people should stay in Mina. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are some days, few days, few calculated days. It's not a long time, but these are the days. That is the days of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So days of zikr are these days. In these days, you do the zikr of Allah, and in the zikr you do the rami of the jimar, they throw the pebbles on the three places, and then also you make sacrifice, and also you go to Mecca for a short time to perform the tawaf and sa'i, and these are for Hajj, and then come back to Mina. And you come back in Mina, but at that time when people are in Mina, some people are, you know, they say that we have done that, now we go back. Everybody feels like going back and going to their homes. So if you need to go, you can go spending 2 days at least there. And that means 11th and 12th. The 10th is the day of Nahar, but then 11th and 12th. So man ta'ajjala fi yawmayn, if somebody wants to leave on the 12th of Dhul-Hajjah, there is no sin. If somebody wants to leave on the 12th, fine, they can do that. And they can do the rami in the afternoon, and before sunset, they leave Mina. But if somebody wants to stay, they can stay as long as their mind is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا إِسْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. There is no sin on that person, there is no blame on that person who has the mindfulness of Allah, conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So stay not complaining that I miss my bus, I miss my group, but rather stay with the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So stay, because it's a good, these days are the days of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is better to stay on the 13th of Dhul-Hajjah. It is better to stay there. But you are, if you have hurry to go, you can go on the 12th. So Allah says, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِسْمَ عَلَيْهِ. Those who want to go fast and hurry up and leave in 2 days, on the second day, on the 12th day, no sin on them. And those who stay, there is no sin on them, but they have to be mindful of Allah. لِمَنِ التَّقَى. Because taqwa is the real the purpose of Hajj, that you gotta become mindful of Allah, you do your duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ittaqullah, wattaqullah. So be mindful of Allah. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And remember, you will be going, leaving Hajj, going home, but the real home is when we go back to Allah. So remember that you are going back to Allah. It's a reminder about the day of judgment, the day of Hashra, when everybody will be gathering before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. So this worldly travel, worldly journey, worldly home is a temporary home. The real home is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you remember that. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. So people feel at that time when they have performed their Hajj, they feel a little homesick and they want to go back. And everybody is in a hurry. I have to go back, get my reservation to return to my place. All of these things are there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind them that you keep taqwa in your mind. You came to remember Allah and to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the purpose of Hajj. Purpose of Hajj is to increase your taqwa, your consciousness, and your awareness of the haram, the place of the beautiful places, sacred places of Islam. So be mindful of that. So whatever time you are there, you can make tawaf, you can make more umrah if you want to, you can do other ways of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And be mindful of Allah. Remember that the real journey's end will be with Allah. إِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and we shall be returning to Him. So these are the important principles and the values that are mentioned. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some of the munafiqeen. They had their own style. So give mentions some of that and said that among the people, there are those who look for only worldly things, and there are those who really, who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll talk about that. So let's take some questions, inshallah, before we conclude. Any questions about whatever we discuss about Hajj? Al-Hajj Ashhur Ma'lumat. Hajj is in the known months. And one of the very important thing in Hajj is it's a very crowded thing. A lot of people come from all different places. So remember that you are supposed to do not get involved, indulge in any sinful activity. No sin, no fighting, no wrongdoing. And remember Allah is there. And take your provisions and always keep taqwa in your mind. So you see that taqwa, how many times mentioned in this ayat. Reminded again and again about taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any questions we have?
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. Just to begin with, do you know the number of people that will be performing Hajj this year? What is the Saudi authorities are sharing? And will it be only local people or will international Hujjaj be allowed to perform the Hajj this year?
Yeah, good question. We don't know much details. We have not been informed how many people will be performing Hajj. But one thing is that they are not allowing anyone coming from outside of the country to perform the Hajj. But what way they are going to select the people, whatever we read in, is that only those who are in Saudi Arabia will be allowed to perform the Hajj, and they will give chance to people from different nationalities who are there. I mean, a lot of workers in Saudi Arabia, in Mecca, Medina, and then in Riyadh, Jeddah, and other places, they have expatriates, and the people from outside, they are there. So it may be some way of their choosing. How they are going to choose, I have no idea. I mean, we are not informed about that. And then also how many, whether they will have a few thousand, a few hundred thousand, because, you know, Hajj used to have about 2-3 million people. So I don't know how many they are going to have. So we are not clear on that. But we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that those people who are there, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them safe and have accept their Hajj. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this waba, this pandemic. And so Haram will be open as it was, and people can go and perform Hajj and Umrah and Ziyarah of Medina.
Thank you. Dr. Siddiqui, is it okay to take advantage of some of the Hajj packages that offer more luxurious arrangements? Or should one experience Hajj in a more simple, austere manner? Does the choice of package one selects, is that any reflection of one's piety?
Mm-hmm. What is that? Is the people who perform
if they choose a more expensive Hajj package,
yeah,
that offers more luxurious accommodations, should it be a more simple, austere experience? Is that a reflection of one's piety?
Yes, it is certainly. I mean, there's nothing wrong that people have some comfort, but one should not be in a luxury there. Just try to make it as simple as possible. Too much involvement in the worldly thing and too much comfort there, and that is not the spirit of Hajj. Just try to be as much equal to other people. So we see that lot of disparity between the poor people and then the people who come from countries that are rich, or the rich families. They spend too much money and spend so much time in their luxury. That is not the spirit of Hajj. Hajj should be as simple as possible.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. I'm not seeing any questions at this time, so I'm going to just take a few moments to offer some reminders.
We are very close to Hajj time. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is now the middle of Dhul-Qa'dah, and after about 4 weeks, there will be Hajj, less than 4 weeks, there will be Hajj. And we here should be ready for our Eid al-Adha, inshallah, and also the sacrifices. So those who can afford, they should make sacrifices. And Salatul Eid, we'll be performing the Salatul Eid. Because of the COVID-19, unfortunately, we'll not be able to hold the big gathering of prayer. We'll let you know about the more details, how it's going to be done. But inshallah, the khutbah will be available to everybody. Everybody can hear the khutbah. And then people either pray in some place or pray in their own homes. And that details, inshallah, will be given to you. However, you can prepare for sacrifice. You can make arrangement for sacrifice. Either yourself go and make the sacrifice of animals, goats, lambs, sheep, cows. You can do that and share with other people. Or you make arrangement with some relief organizations that take the money and then make sacrifices in different countries and distribute the meat among the poor and the needy. And there are a lot of people who are in need, especially because of the COVID-19. Many people are deprived of meat and they don't have enough money to buy the meat. Meat has become very expensive. So in different places, it will be very good that this meat reaches to different people who are poor places. So one can make arrangement for that. And this arrangement should be done long in advance, so that you will not have difficulty at that time.
Thank you.
And then also, let us make dua for people who are suffering. Some people are not well. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Our brother Haysam Bundoksi had a surgery. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him shifa. Brother Nitin Patel suddenly had this heart problem. So he's in the hospital, make dua for him. Alhamdulillah, he's getting better, but he's still in the hospital. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him shifa. So Allahumma shfihi ya Allah, Allahumma shfihi anta shafi, la shafi, illa anta shifa, and la yuwadir suqma. And also make dua maghfirah for brother Sheikh Asif Muhammad, brother Sami Ansari, and sister Maryam Shafiq. They passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them maghfirah. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم اللهم اكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم اللهم اغسل خطاياهم بالماء والثلج البرد اللهم نقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس والله we pray to you to bless them, give them the place in Jannah and give patience to their families. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just some reminders. ISOC is open for the 5 daily prayers. As far as this week's Jummah prayer is concerned, we continue to refer to our team of health and religious experts. And of course, we will share updated information with you as soon as it becomes available. In any case, do keep in mind to register for the prayers, visit prayer.isocmasjid.org or simply use the link in the weekly newsletter. And also starting next Sunday, July 12, Sheikh Shahid Ali will begin his 12-week course discussing Imam Nawawi's collection of 40 hadith. The class will start at 10:45 a.m. and end just around 12 noon. And then you can remain in that same Zoom session. And Dr. Siddiqui will join for his tafsir from 12 noon to 1 p.m. This way you can set aside that time and devote the late part of your Sunday mornings to spiritual learning, inshallah. The Zoom link for the class has now been updated, so do make sure you have the new link. And for all updated information, follow us on ISOC Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is Sabiha from ISOC wishing you good health. Dr. Siddiqui, may we join you for a closing dua?
I think Sister Dr. Siddiqui has signed off.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.